Audio Gravity, 27th of August 2009. Good morning. Hope you're well wherever you are in the world. First link today is geekygifts.co.uk. It's a site that came on my radar yesterday through Penny Jackson, I think it was. Basically, what somebody's done, and I was talking to the guy on Twitter, I think his name was Andy. What he's done is basically pulled together probably about, 30, 35 different merchants. So he's basically going to a lot of the gift shop places, you know, like Firebox, etc., you know, Boy Stuff, BBC Magazine, Action Cameras. And what he's done is he's made it very, very, very simple. So on the right-hand side, you've got like my budget is £5, £10, £20, £50, money is no object. And there's like a section for gadgets, experiences, personal gifts. Really, really nice. I think, you know, for a first version, it's cool. I think there's a few things that can be done on the interface to make it a little bit more friendly for buying from. I think maybe a little work on the design, maybe make it a little bit more visually appealing. But to be honest with you, the big icons are nice. I like the fact that you've got nice big pictures. The fact that you have to scroll down the description is a little bit clunky. That could be done with looking at, and I suggested to him via Twitter a little pop-up thing so that you can just, you know, like have a pretty photo, which is a nice little bit of jQuery to literally pop up and grab the content and bring it in. You still might have to have a bit of scrolling on some of them, but I think there could be some formatting there. I think it's probably limitations with being able to get the content from the other sites, because it's a lot of scraping going on rather than connecting to direct APIs, I think. But, you know, props, it's a good idea, especially in this economic downturn. Run a gift shop site based on lots of other affiliate sites and, you know, make a little bit of chunk change from that. Next link today is over on the Register. I heard about this through Leo Laporte's tweet this morning, which is getting more and more like watching King Sung the Second, or whatever his name is, from North Korea, operator 486 for the first time. But I noticed one of the guys, the security guy, mentioned about the fact that the CCC, which is the German Computer Club, which is a well-known, world-renowned hacking crew from Germany, have supposedly cracked GSM. Now, this is a big, big deal. Supposedly there is another post somewhere in the German edition of the Financial Times, but there's a lot of people, obviously there's no translation of that, and there's not a lot of people talking about it right now. But if this is true, it is a huge deal. And they're saying that literally mobile snooping for everyone is literally weeks away. The idea is that you'll be able to use a technique where you can have a laptop and an antenna and you can listen in on GSM calls. So expect to see, you know, proof of concept pieces of code floating around the web in the next couple of weeks. If this is true, this adds a whole new ball game you know, what do you do? Do you swap from GSM? There's going to be a lot of networks that are not affected, like WDCMA, WCMA. Yeah, that's the one. I doubt that's been cracked because it has different encryption on it completely. But this is very much like it used to be in the olden days with analog mobile phone signals. You used to be able to pick up a repeater station and listen in on calls that way, but this one is actually direct. And I think there's a lot of technology that's been around for the bad guys for a long time, from Japanese, to be able to unencrypt signals and tune in on people. But this is talking about real time, which is pretty epic. In the Register post, it also says smartphones can of course opt to apply their own encryption layer on top of GSM, which prevents interception at the network operator. Companies such as Cellcrypt provide Symbian and Windows Mobile clients that negotiate their own encrypted channel without reliance on the GSM or similar. But the rest of us will probably just hold tight until everyone is using 3G networks, at least in developed countries, where A5-3, which is an encryption layer, is used and should remain secure for another decade or two. Pretty epic stuff. Next link today is over on Pixelactic. His tagline is "A Galaxy of Inspiring Pixels." Just come on the radar. He's a blogger who's obviously getting going in the design arena. He's not got many followers, not got many readers on Feedburner, but I just thought I'd give him a shout out because some of his stuff is really, really good, and it's got a beautiful design, and, you know, I'd like to support people who are just making a good attempt at it. Next link today is over on fashionindie.com. This is cool. So this is almost like taking visual social hacking to a different level. This guy, it's called the Decapitator. And what he does is a street artist that goes around destroying some of the major ad campaigns. And the way he does it is he has graphics or printouts that he can put over the top of the torso covering the head area, which looks like the head's been taken off. And then he's got another one where the, you know, the head is put on, it's held by the hair in the hand. And what he's done is cleverly just cleverly masked off the areas and pasted, you know, a piece over one piece and a piece over the other piece, and he's going around doing them all. You know, anything that he can find where he can do it, he's swapping things over and putting it on. And I just think it's awesome that some kind of visual hack like that is happening. And check it out. There is a Flickr account, flickr.com/photos_decapitator. Next link today is a cool little application from Vanderbilt University. They've built a web-enabled recovery program, which is called Theft Recover software for Apple computers. Now, I don't know if it's totally up to date, but they posted an update on the 20th of August, so a week ago. It's a little program that runs on your Mac, and it can determine the location of your laptop, name, address, or image of the person using it, and provide this information to the police. Then you have a chance of recovering your property, blah, 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 blah. It's not foolproof, but it is reasonably secure, easy to implement, and costs nothing but a little time and effort to set up. If you are a company who has lots of Macs, if you are somebody who's very security conscious or paranoid or loses things a lot, it might be worthwhile dropping it on your laptop, installing it. And it is free, which is great. And finally today, the last link, non-tech related, website called themindlayers.com. What makes people tick? This website spells out one of the most fundamental ingredients of human behavior. Describes the layered structure of the mind, gives you enough about each layer to apply it to your daily life. Self-help and explanation roll together. Really, really cool. Started to read this yesterday and got halfway through it and thought, yeah, I can deal with this. Very, very easy to read. Very, very straightforward. Goes from green, law and order, power, magic, tribal, loads of different layers of the brain that we have on a day-to-day basis. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.